On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bethany Klock is in studio with us this Friday morning. It's sunny, beautiful, great dog walking weather.
I cannot wait.
Yes, and we've been waiting a long time. And you've got a great news hound that we've actually seen before.
Yes, so this is a little deja vu for everyone. So we have a dog who used to be named Scarlet. We renamed her to Dochi. And you might remember I talked about this dog a couple weeks ago because she had to have surgery because every time she blinked, her eyelashes rubbed against her eyes, and it was just nonstop painful.
That sounds brutal.
It sounds horrible. And as a result, she kept her eyes shut most of the time, and who can blame her? And then after surgery, she's a whole new dog. She's ready to go. She is beloved by everybody. She goes out on entourages where you can take a dog out for a few hours. But I think she's been with us for so long because she just doesn't do well in the kennel.
But a lot of dogs don't do well in kennels.
Right. She just does not look like a nice dog. I'll be really honest. When she's in the kennel and you walk by her, she's going to jump and she's going to bark at you. But once she's out, totally different. Never met a stranger in her life. So we are kicking off something exciting. We are starting something called Saturday Sidekicks. And she's our first Saturday Sidekick. So a volunteer will be with her tomorrow from 11 until 1 out in the adoptions lobby. Come and meet her out there and meet her true personality. And I'm sure that somebody's going to fall in love with her.
That's a great idea.
New attitude, new eyelashes, new name.
New eyes, really.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? Now a new lease on life here.
Yes.
Going to get a new way to show her off. I think it's going to work.
And the best part is her adoption fee is totally waived because she's a sidekick.
Ah.
Yeah.
That just tops it off, right?
Yes. I think so, too.
She's got to get a home here.
Yep. So she's about a year old, 60-some pounds. She looks like a German short-haired pointer mixed with probably a pit bull. Just black and white, spotted, adorable.
Yeah, the spots, I love it.
Me too.
I love it. And her white splotches. I mean, she's a great dog.
I agree with you. And we think she'd do great with kids, other pets. She has an interest in other dogs, but like a wiggly interest. So if you have another dog, we can set up a meet and greet. So perfect dog.
Yeah. That sounds like the perfect time of year for this dog, too. I mean, if you have an energetic dog or someone who loves to play, get the dog outside. Like, now's the time of year to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all right. So check her out. And you've got a lot of things going on right now at the SPCA.
Yeah. How many hours do we have, guys?
Yeah.
So let's go through the list. We have kitten baby shower going on right now. We really, really need kitten formula. And unfortunately, so what we do for kitten baby shower is we have an Amazon and a Walmart wish list. And the formula that we use is no longer available on Amazon right now. But if you go to our website, yourspca.org, and go to the kitten baby shower page, we have a link directly to the manufacturer. Because we need this formula to help the teeniest of lives.
Oh, wow. And you need it fast, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
They're happening now.
They're pouring in. I already have one foster. Yesterday, three more came in, and then a mom and kittens came in, too. So it's happening.
Jeez.
All at once, yeah.
All right. So you can help out that way. There's also Wine Wags and Brews still coming up.
Yep. That's on June 10th. That's one of our largest fundraisers. It is so much fun. It happens right at the SPCA. Bring your dog. You don't have to have a dog to come. We have lots of food and wine and beer to try. It's just a really fun, relaxing evening.
Ooh, okay. And Vets and Pets, that's coming up soon.
That is coming up. So this year it's presented by Kristen and Tom Palvino. So that takes place May 23rd through the 30th. And we waive adoption fees for veterans and their families and active members of the military.
Hey.
That's a win-win for everybody
I'll say.
There.
Yeah.
The vaccine clinics, I know, are also super popular, and there's another one coming up, which you want to sign up for, right?
Yes. So we have one this Wednesday, but it's already full. So look ahead to Friday, June 19th from 10 to 1. We'll be at Ben Franklin Elementary School in Tonawanda. So sign up. You need to make reservations. Also on our website, yourspca.org.
That's such a key thing, too. I mean, those get pricey.
Yes.
Sometimes a pain. Not every dog likes going into the vet.
And this one's drive-through, so you don't even have to get out of the car.
You just pull up.
Yes.
Get your shots.
Yes.
And leave.
Yep.
Couldn't be better.
Oh, easy peasy.
All right. So Dochi is, you know, if you need to maybe get out a little bit of energy before the game tomorrow night, you know, you got some of that nervous energy building up. You have to wait all the way until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dochi might be the dog for you to run around, do all this kind of stuff, throw the ball around. Then you're all ready to go, settled in for game time.
I love it.
When I heard about her eyelashes the first time, yeah, I thought, my gosh, this dog is probably so grateful to have that surgery.
Yeah.
And so happy.
Yeah.
Let's get her a home. She needs a forever home.
She literally went from a world of pain and dark to, oh my gosh, I can see it's bright, yeah, and I'm happy.
That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, well, totally.
You can check out Dochi. You can check out everything we talked about, whether it's the Wine, Wags, and Brews, the vaccine clinic, the kitten baby shower, vets and pets, all that stuff, yourspca.org.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly 2 decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.